Hey, so hello everyone for joining today call for the Middle East and the Jordan countries Jishi working group. As you know, we already budget our version of our regional strategy plan, and one of the action was to follow up with the action plan to be prepared by Behr and Fahd. So that was shared last week, and today I call is an opportunity to go through the document, to have a think about different items there in a way so we can share feedback and comment. So I will ask here Behr or Fahd if they want to go through if they can go through the document. There are, I think, several, it's quite a long one, so as to highlight the most important part or anything that we should pay attention to. So, Fahd, can you proceed, please?
Yeah, thank you, Rafi. This is Behr. So let me take it from here. So welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. So this is the FY21 action plan draft that we shared with you last week, I guess. So basically, what we did here was that we worked on the regional plan that this group has developed. If you recall, the regional plan was in the final format was in the form of a table that listed all the goals, actions, and some targeted outcomes and some matrix. So basically what we did here with the action plan is that we worked further on this table to specify the activities under each goal slash action and to put a time frame for implementing those activities, and then to fine tune the outcomes and the matrix based on each activity. So this is basically what we did. So nothing in the goals or the actions has changed. The additions are activities and then some adjustments in the outcomes matrix. And of course, the time frame is also been added. So I'll go quickly through the changes. So I'm not gonna go again through the goal or the action, etc. I'm gonna highlight the activities, and then you can see the outcomes matrix, etc. I'm gonna do this section by section, so that we can get your input for each section. So we're gonna start with the security. And also to note that the activities that we are listing here, they came from two main or through two main channels. One was the strategy working group. So throughout the development of the regional plan, we got some feedback from you on certain actions, activities, etc. So we did take this into account. And the second channel was the public comments. So also through the public comments, we got some feedback. And then the third channel was that we got in touch with some of our stakeholders, community members. We got some, their outlook for activities they see, whether for training, capacity building, whether for engagement with like at large or other stakeholders. So these are the sources based on which we built our draft action plan. So starting with the security, the first activity is to conduct a survey to assess the technical capacity development needs for the region. And this is something that came during the strategy or the regional plan development, and it came from the strategy working group. So we did include this as an activity to conduct this activity during the next 6 months, the first 6 months of the coming fiscal year. And the outcome there is to better understand the regional technical needs for the following fiscal year, and the matrix by which we're going to measure, you know, progress made is to develop and conduct the survey, to get feedback from, you know, stakeholders, to analyze and provide summary of the input that was received, and, you know, share this with the community. Moving on to the next item, conduct two in-person DNSSEC workshops. Again, this is based on requests that we got from community members. We should also note that any face-to-face activities that may take place during FY21 will also depend on the COVID-19 situation, and whether travel by then will be not only available, but also whether people will be comfortable to, you know, travel, attend events, even small events like, you know, technical workshops. So this is something that we have to note. Then for this activity, you can see the outcomes: increased DNSSEC operational knowledge, we're targeting also two country code top level domains to get signed. And the matrix again, you know, to conduct the workshops, number of trainees, feedback received. You know, we usually run a survey after each activity. We got feedback, and based on the feedback, we can also measure whether we're, you know, making progress or not. Can we move on to the next, or can I? Okay, I can do this. All right. So we can also see growth in DNSSEC signing and DNSSEC validation as a metric to measure our progress there. Also for the DNSSEC capacity building, to utilize two trained trainers from within the region. Those trainers could either lead trainings or co-train with trainers from ICANN, and with that we're targeting outcomes such as improved preparedness of community trainers to lead future workshops. And again, you can see the matrix. I'm not going to go through them again, you know, point by point, but you can see the matrix against each and every activity. Other activity regarding technical engagement, particularly in the area of security, is to make DNSSEC a subject of discussion through our various engagements. We're targeting four different regional events in addition to our one-to-one engagements with, you know, different community members. Again, the goal here is to, again, in terms of outcomes, to better understand the importance of DNSSEC and ICANN's role, to also collect more data about DNSSEC deployment and to see more DNSSEC deployment across the region. And again, you can see the matrix against the activity. To conduct two workshops on DNS abuse. This is regarding, if you recall, there was one of the goals was about mitigating risks pertaining to DNS. So informing community members about DNS abuse and developments in this space is also important, to make sure that community has better understanding of how to tackle these issues. Another activity we're planning during FY21 is to introduce the DAR project, the Domain Abuse Activity Reporting Project, to the CC community, and to encourage participation from the CC community in this project. This is something we're still working on with our internal technical team, but from our communication with a few CCs in the region, we see some potential in this area. So the target during FY21 is not to get CCs to sign up for the DAR, but rather to raise awareness, you know, about the idea and the project and gauge, you know, response coming from CCs, because in the end there might be issues that, you know, would sort of hinder CCs to become part of the project. Next activity is to make technical material available. These are technical materials offered via different technical engagement activities, from training workshops to other, but also sharing, you know, white papers coming from OCTO or from SSAC, sharing those papers with the relevant stakeholders, and also offering, having webinars with, you know, them to explain further or to bring a subject matter expert to talk to the details of those papers and, advisors and so forth. Next is to, next slide please, is to one other area we're planning to work on is to also gauge interest from the CC community on establishing DNSSEC task forces at the national level. Again, the goal here is to drive more deployment of DNSSEC at the national level, not only at the TLD level by signing the TLD zone, but also at the registrar of ISP and DNS operators level by making more DNSSEC validation across the DNS space. Last item under security is regarding the IMRS. This is what we used to call LROOT. This is the root server that ICANN manages. And here we're not targeting, you know, adding more root instances for the sake of adding more instances, but rather to target geographies that currently do not have an IMRS deployed, and to target those geography to, you know, add more diversity in our LROOT or IMRS global infrastructure. So I'm going to pause here and see if there are any questions or comments. So back to you, Rafi.
Thanks, Maher. I don't see anyone in the queue or anything in the chat. So I guess you can continue.
Okay, thank you. Second area was ICANN's governance. And here we're talking about the multi-stakeholder model of governance of ICANN. Okay, I see Hadia's hand is up.
Thank you, Bahir. This is just a quick note with regard to action item. I think it was 1.1, where you will be conducting surveys and conducting surveys to assess the needs of the region. And I think this is a very useful action item, definitely. And it's also one of the targets of the system. And as you said, you are going to be sharing this with the entire community, correct? And and also I can see also DNSSEC in item, I think, 3. And there you put one of the requirements of the center is actually assessing the needs of the region. And I see you putting in 3 that upon the request of the system, if I can I think that's how it read. It's not in front of me, but I think that's how it read. That upon the request that you can share information or work with us on such on such items. So my question was, is this action item, could this be related to the other one? Like, for example, could a request from DNSEC with regard to some kind of survey or some kind of survey in relation to the needs of the region with regard to the skill development. Could this be linked to that action item? Like, could our requests be feeded into this one, or it's just you would be like how those two action items could actually work together, or they are independent?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Hadia. So we'll come to section three to go through the items that are listed there. And I recall that there were a couple of items related to the DNS center. But regarding this activity of conducting survey, this is a survey to, as it reads, to assess the technical capacity development needs of the region, and we plan to share the results of the survey with the wider community, as this was something that was requested by the community. I also don't see any problem coordinating with some stakeholders like the center or maybe other while we're developing the survey as well. Knowing that, the scope of the survey is very, clear and very limited to assessing the technical capacity development needs. Now, whatever, if you can hold, on your other question or other points about section three until we come to it, that would be good. So we'll go to section two now, and then we'll carry on. So section two about governance, multi-stakeholder model of ICANN. So the focus here is, the different ICANN multi-stakeholder processes from policy development, reviews, and others. And under the first action, we're listing some activities like, flagging relevant regional flagging to relevant regional stakeholders the different policy development processes and related working groups. And this is basically to encourage, participation in those processes and to ensure diversity in participation. And so forth. Of course, the participation can take different forms, from signing up to working groups, or submitting comments, or participating in calls or webinars, and so forth. And again, I'm not going to go through all the matrix, but you can see the matrix listed again as the activity. Second activity is about supporting the Middle East space. This is one of the venues of the region that aims to promote multi-stakeholder participation. So we want to continue to support the space to encourage more participation in the space and more engagement in the process. Developing statements, etc. I know that some of you are actively taking part in this process, but we want to see more community members, actively engaged in this forum or in this space. And the outcome that we're aiming for here is to see better community engagement in the space. Next, please. The next activity is the readout sessions that we hold after each and every ICANN meeting. We would like to see more participation in those activities, we want also to see more community members taking part in the reporting on the different topics. This is what we're aiming for in terms of outcomes under this this activity. The next two items is regarding engagement with two specific constituencies of ICANN, the business. Okay, I'm going to stop here because I see a hand up. Rafiq, your hand is up, so I'm going to pause here.
Thanks, Bert. In fact, I was going to ask about the one you're going to introduce, since you mentioned, I mean, the goal is here is to contribute regional activities for SO and ACs, but I'm kind of wondering here why we are only listing two constituencies in term activities. So I think the other constituency stakeholder group that might can be maybe require or need more engagement in the region. So I was wondering about the rationale behind selecting those two.
No, thank you. Thank you, Rafiq. This is a very good question. And if Fahd, if you can scroll down, I think we can see that some other stakeholder groups listed. So we have the business constituency, we have the ISP, we have the at-large community. We're planning two activities with at-large. We have the GAC. Okay, now, of course, again, maybe we're not listing all of them. Maybe we're missing some. Again, we're based this based on some input that we got, and we're still, you know, open, and we would welcome to get more more input. We got input from the BC, you know, through the public comments. They seemed interested in engaging with us, and honestly, with the BC and the ISPCP, we haven't been successful at all in the past years in, you know, engaging our business, our regional business and ISP community with ICANN. So we're taking this as a challenge during FY 2021, but we're not being exclusive here. I mean, we're not saying that we're gonna engage with those two and not others, but we're targeting specific activities with those constituencies. And if you, Fahd, if you scroll down, you will see two more activities targeted with the at-large community. And scroll down, please. With the GAC, we're also targeting two activities with through GAC members to engage with, you know, larger governments at the national level. So again, are we listing all stakeholder groups or all constituencies? The answer is no. Does that mean that we're just overlooking the rest? No, we're not. We can and we will still engage with others. Do we want to specifically list activities with other stakeholder groups? My personal opinion is we can do so, but we need, you know, some, like, you know, input. Like, for example, when we said that we're targeting two activities with GAC, that was based on some communication back and forth with some governments. Same for the at-large. So again, Rafi, to answer your question, we can still include more activities with other stakeholder groups, but we need some input in that regard.
Okay, thanks, Bear. Yes, it's also important to engage with those groups. So at least I can maybe check with NCIG and NCOC if there is interest to work on that. Okay. So I see Hadia rising hand. Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. And I also wanted to note the importance actually of this action item, as it speaks to one of the challenges that were identified in relation to the multi-stakeholder older model where ACs and SOs work in silos. And I think this is a very good step in order to try to address this and let the community work together instead of having the ACs and supporting organizations, each of them working solely without interacting with the other community members. And to Rafiq's point, yes, I see it is important also to engage with the non-commercial stakeholder groups as well as the commercial stakeholder groups as well, which are not represented here. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Fadia. Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Fad, can you scroll down, please? Okay. Carrying on with activities. Next slide, please. Okay. We covered the GAC. Then one of the activities that we're listing here, again, because it was explicitly mentioned in one of the public comments we received about the newcomers programs at ICANN, you know, from the newcomer program, whether fellowship or next gen, that some you know, community members believe that we need to do more publicity about those programs and awareness, raise more awareness about them. So we listed this as an activity so that whenever we go, you know, and meet with new you know, people from the community, we can point them to the information about fellowship program or newcomers program, or if we're talking to a group of university students, we can also point them to the ICANN next gen. ICANN Learn is another platform that were intended to focus more in our activities during not only the next fiscal year, but probably, you know, the coming years. We believe that ICANN Learn currently holds a lot of very, useful courses, material in different parts of the spectrum of ICANN. Technical, policy, commercial, non-commercial, and so forth. And although in the past we used to, include at least one slide about ICANN Learn in our, presentations, etc. I think what we're gonna do next is not only to include slides about the platform, but like, for example, during our meetings with stakeholders to run demos from ICANN Learn to show them, exactly what they can do on ICANN Learn, to point them to certain courses, that are relevant to their area of interest, and to show them how those courses are useful. So we intend to do more efforts in that regard. Next slide, please. Okay, open data platform or open data program. This is a new program at ICANN, and some of you have seen, the presentation during ICANN 67 virtual, and also some of you might have attended the webinar that the regional webinar that we held on the topic. So this is a new platform where, community members can find more data about each and every process that, ICANN is sort of, overseeing. So basically ICANN is making all the data open, available, and more easy to search and to, to get to. So raising more awareness about this program and this platform is something that we also going to have as one of the activities. Okay. I thought there was something also with academia, some activities with academia. I'm not sure if I missed it or if it's coming. Okay, yeah, four different engagement activities with academic institutes. So this also goes under our activities to engage with, you know, the regional community. So those are universities and other academic institutes. All right, so I think I'm, I've covered, next slide please. Okay, yeah, and then there is also the remote activities. Of course, I mean, needless to say that many of those activities, at least in the coming 6 months, will be carried out remotely. But then there is also, or there are also countries that we've been doing remote engagement with for the past few years due to travel restrictions to those countries. I mean, examples here are countries like Yemen or Afghanistan. We've been doing a lot of remote engagement with them, and we're going to continue with those remote engagement with those specific countries that even after the, you know, hopefully the COVID situation is eased, we're not sure that we're going to be able to go there physically. So remote engagement will continue to be the you know, primary means of engagement with those countries. Next slide, please. Okay, so I'm going to pause here before we proceed to the next area. Yeah, I see a comment from Zakir regarding I can learn and to have more courses with regional languages. Yeah, I believe this is something. This is something our team is looking at. Fahad, do you have any update from our PRS team on this? If not, we can certainly go back to them. But I remember that they have been looking into this. But Fahad, if you have an update, please let us know.
Yeah, hello everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so I am aware that there are some new courses in the pipeline, but in terms of translation, of course, we won't be translating all courses. So courses that are in high demand, where the community is asking to actually offer that course in different UN languages, then yes, they will consider translation. But the process that they've been following within PRS, Public Responsibility Services Department, is that there should be high demand for the translation of a course. But English is the default language for all the courses that will be offered. That's what I know. Thank you.
Rafi, shall I carry on?
Yes, please.
All right. Next is unique identifier systems. This is one of the largest areas in our engagement plan, regional engagement plan, for obvious reasons. So here we have IDNs. You know, and sharing more information about IDNs, and also particularly as we're expecting some work in the pipelines on IDN related policies coming through GNSO and CCNSO. So we plan to flag this work to our regional communities, groups like the Task Force on Arabic IDNs and others, and to encourage them and also to help them to provide input to these processes. Same applies for new GTLD subsequent procedures. Again, this has been a topic on our at least two most recent readout sessions. So community, our regional community seems to be interested in, being more informed about this process and next steps. Again, we expect that the final report on the sub-pro will be out sometime before end of 2020. So again, this falls within FY21. So when and if this happens, this will be a potential area of engagement with our relevant stakeholders, again, to inform them about, what this final document about SubPro is about, and try to also encourage some input. Rafi, I see your hand up.
Thanks, Bert. So about the SubPro, maybe I need to double check about the timeline if they will have a public comment or not. But if we are talking about a final report and when it's published, there won't be, usually there is no public comments. So the opportunity for feedback will be limited. So here, just maybe to clarify about the expectation. If we are aiming for or targeting for people from the community, groups from the community, traffic, it's right now to through participation and so on. I will try to clarify about the plan of the for the SAPRO. This is really going to have a last input on the deliverable from SAPRO, but maybe I missed too what is the activity here. So
thank you. Thank you, Rafi. I think that would be very helpful if you can clarify to us the timeline and where in the timeline there would be opportunities for input and feedback. Of course, this is one part of activity. The other part, as you can see at the last three lines, and support ongoing education and awareness on the program. So this goes beyond the policy development part to the implementation part, and also to ensure that community is informed about the program in terms of implementation, etc. So this is the other part, but at least for the SubPro as a PDP, I think it would be very useful if you can clarify the time line. Rafi, I see your hands too, please.
Sorry, it's an old hand.
Okay. All right, so moving on, can you scroll down for that, please? Next activity is regarding the registrants' rights program. So as you know, within ICANN, there is some sort of registrants team, and this team, publishes every now and then, advisories and, publications about different areas of registrants' rights. And one of the things that we want to focus more on is to ensure, through our various stakeholders that this information is disseminated to the wider community. So we usually share this information through mailing lists, through CCTLDs, in events like DNS Forum, etc. But there might be more channels where we can also share this information through. While this information focuses primarily on G domains or domains registered under GTLDs, Again, it might be useful for the country codes and registrars running under country codes, perhaps to implement some of the guidelines, you know, for CC registrations as well. So I think more focus on widely, you know, sharing and disseminating of this information is what this activity is about. The next activity is the DNS forum. As you know, okay, Hadia, your hands is up. So let's take Hadia's comments.
Thank you, Beher. So you've previously mentioned, you know, the Open Data Initiative, and here you're talking about the registrants' rights and responsibilities, and they're all activities done by ICANN for the community. And I guess one that was not mentioned, I think, is might be worth mentioning is the system for disclosure of access/disclosure of the registration data, which is also related to the GTLDs. And by that, I think it's good to make the users aware about systems that they can use, developed by ICANN or its partners, that they can use to ensure their security online or to serve them. I'm not sure, though, that it needs to be a standalone item like you have for the registrants' rights and responsibilities, or like you mentioned, for example, the Open Data Initiative, but maybe it could be incorporated with activities with some of the ACs, the at-large is an example. But I just wanted to note this also and note that this also could be useful to communicate and let the internet users know the facilities or the systems that ICANN is making possible for them. Thank
you. Okay, thank you, Hadia. So. So frankly speaking, you know, the open data platform is, you know, as a new platform, we're all still, you know, trying to learn about it and to learn, you know, what features does it bring and what data does it have. So I'm sure there are, some, you know, very useful data in there. And you know, as you said, you know, we didn't specifically mentioned or listed a specific data set because we're not exactly aware of each and every data set that exists on the system today. And B, we believe that we're gonna spend some time during FY21, you know, for all of us, both, you know, engagement team at ICANN and also community, to study and to learn more about the platform. So I get your point, and I think you also get my point, and I think at some point we can certainly start, directing some community members to certain, you know, parts of this platform to learn more about data sets and so forth. So yeah, thanks. Now the last, I think this is the last one under this area, the DNS forum. So as you know, the 7th edition of the DNS forum was supposed to take place last February. And it got postponed due to COVID-19. Now we don't have new dates yet for the forum, but we are not expecting to see it happen before the beginning of 2021. Now one of the questions that we still need to, you know, consider with our community, not on this call in particular, but, you know, over the next few weeks. We're gonna, you know, have this conversation with you and other community members about the possibility of, you know, doing the DNS forum remotely as a virtual meeting, and whether this is a good, you know, not good or bad, but whether this is something that would work in our region or not. Again, I'm not putting this question for this group to discuss right now. I'm just flagging that, you know, while we have the activity on our action plan to be held, we're not 100% sure that we're gonna have it as a physical or as a face-to-face meeting. It might happen, or it might take place as a virtual meeting. But the activity will take place during FY 2021. Next slide. Okay. Now, under universal acceptance, you can see you know, a few activities planned, mainly capacity building activities, and then something related to national initiatives, UA initiatives. So on the capacity building part, you can see workshops on email address internationalization, and workshops on software development, you know, like Java and other software tools. And then you can see also the UA local initiative. We're planning to continue to support a couple of potential UA initiatives coming out of our region. Next slide, please. Also to target more UA ambassadors to come from the region. Just last week, UASG announced a new ambassador from Turkey. And this is something that our team has been working on for the past few months, and will continue to work on having more ambassadors from across the Middle East and adjoining countries. Also having a universal acceptance as a topic for discussion in our events and our activities. So we're targeting two events. Again, those events could be webinars, could be face-to-face activities, depending on the situation. Next slide. The task force on Arabic IDNs. So we continue to support the work of the task force, both on IDNs, but also to try to get them to, you know, put more efforts in universal acceptance as well. But there is at least one or two areas under IDNs that they're currently focusing on in relation to Arabic IDNs and LGRs and related to IDNs. So hopefully they will get those activities done, you know, during the next few months, and then we'll have more time to dedicate to universal acceptance. And then there are two activities planned with the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, and this is perhaps where Hadia's question was about. So first is to support the center in their capacity building or capacity development workshops, to support them with, you know, materials, with resources where needed. And the second area is to help the center collect, you know, data and statistics about the domain name industry in the region, like, you know, number of registrations under CCs in the different countries, and so forth. And the target outcome here is to have more authentic, I think instead of authentic, I would suggest something like more up-to-date data about, you know, the DNS industry in the region. And of course, you know, the matrix here We got requests from center, and then we provide, you know, updates, or we share data based on those requests, or something of that sort. Again, these are two areas specifically with the center. And Hadia, if you have any further, I know Fahd has been in touch with you recently, but if you have any further updates to you know, fine tune the outcomes or the matrix, please let us know. Next, under the same area is the MIC. Okay, Hadia, your hand is up.
Thank you, Beher. So yes, indeed, this is perfect. The only thing the surveys here, the data collection speaks only to the domain name industry, but anyway, again, you have an action item one, which speaks about surveys in relation to skill development and capacity building, which you will be holding anyway and publishing. So I guess, you know, so my thought was not to speak only about data with regard to the industry, but again, the other part I see you covering in another area, which is good enough, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Hadia. Okay, I think the last activity under this area, if I'm not mistaken, is the review of the DNS market study that was conducted back in 2015. So if you recall, one of the public comments that we got was asking ICANN to consider conducting a new study, since, you know, the previous one was 5 years ago. And what we've agreed to with you, with the strategy working group, is to review this study, the study that was done 5 years ago, and to go through its key findings, recommendations, etc., and to see what is still relevant and what is not relevant, and then have a view on what can be done as a next step. So what we have as an activity for this fiscal year is to review the study. Fahd, can you move to the next slide, please? And to make a sort of comparison analysis between, you know, the findings of the study and what we see today. And, you know, we can also share our review, results or findings with you for further input, and then we can, agree on next steps. Hadia, your hand is up.
Thank you, Bear. So going back to this study and looking at it again, so the study mainly addressed or what registries and registrars or industry players, not only registries and registrars, but all industry players need to do for the uptake of this industry in the region. But I think what the study did not tackle is the market itself. So you can't really find much data in the study about the market in the Middle East, the DNS market in the Middle East, how big it is, the stocks, if any, that kind of information. So the study did not tackle that part. So I don't know if we need to do, definitely we need to have something about that, but do we do it, or do other parts of ICANN need to do it? But this something I did not find. Like again, you know, speaking about stocks, about figures, about growth, about um, volume of the industry in dollars. So I think that we do need a study to address that kind, this part, which in my opinion was not really addressed by the previous one. Thank
you. Yeah, I get your point. I totally get your point. I'm just conscious of time, and you know, again, question is, you know, whether this study is needed or not, and if it's needed, then who would do it? Again, this is something we can further look into and have probably a separate discussion about. But I think right now is, you know, what we can do, as I can, you know, what we can do is to review what we currently have and then see whether it's sufficient or not, and then see what we can do next. So I just, in 1 minute, I need to go through the final slide, and this is the final area of geopolitics, and then we'll turn it back to Rafia and also to see if there are any final comments and also to agree on next steps. So under geopolitics, we have two goals, and under those goals, we had two actions, and then we listed two activities. And the activities are basically around, you know, coordination and communication with community, okay? So we're gonna go back to you, to our community members, to seek further, you know, clarification and guidance on how we can go about this area, how we can go about, you know, getting more information about national laws and legislations that may impact the DNS industry. And if there is a possibility to have a very informal mechanism of, you know, community members from CCs, from GAC, updating ICANN that, you know, we have this law is, you know, going through the parliament, and it may affect ICANN's mission or DNS in that aspect. If a mechanism or a process like this could be implemented, then this is something we need to, this is exactly the thing we need to discuss with the community. And then the other point is to also seek opportunities for engagement with a larger community from policy making. You know, we know that some of this community come to ICANN through the GAC, through other constituencies, but there are other stakeholder groups that take part in developing laws and legislations at the national level, and we don't see them as ICANN. We don't know them, we don't see them, they don't know us, they don't see us. So perhaps through our community we can get, you know, connected with those communities to help them better understand ICANN and the role of ICANN and the potential impact of, you know, some of the national legislations they are considering on ICANN. Again, we cannot do this on our own as an engagement team. We will be looking at you to help and counting on you to help. So I'm gonna stop here and turn it back to Rafi. Sorry for running over time. If we can take 5 more minutes to get more comments and perhaps discuss next steps, that would be useful. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bear. Maybe we can do a better bargain and say we add 3 minutes instead of 5. Okay, so let's see if there is anyone in the queue, if there is any further comment or question. Okay, I see no one or nobody in the queue. So I guess we can wrap up and discuss the next steps. So, this was shared last week. We have this this call, and probably we can urge or encourage everyone in the working group, please, to listen to the record so they can catch up. My question will be here, what's the kind of deadline by when you need to finalize this action plan? Because I understand the fiscal will start in the 1st of July. So we have like a meeting next week, and then a few days after would it be 1st of July. So what's kind of the target date for you to finalize this action plan?
Okay, thank you, Rafi. This is bad for the record. So, so as you mentioned, it's 1968 next week, the following week would be the last week of June, and this is exactly the week when we will want to publish the final regional plan together with the action plan. Probably we're going to do this in the form of a blog, and the blog will include links to the documents. But in order to be able to do this during this last week of June, we need to finalize our work as a group with you this week, because once we get your feedback and finalize the document, we will pass it internally to our comms team to go through it, you know, do any final editorial things that need to be done. And since ICANN 68 is next week, so unless I, you know, if I push this to comms by next Friday, there is no way they will, you know, look at it and get back to me before last week of June. So I'm hoping that I could send it to them by Thursday this week, which gives us, you know, 2-3 days for final comments and input coming from you guys. Then I pass it on to, and also to get more clarity from you, Rafi, on the couple of points that you raised about the timeline of the subpro, et cetera. So once we do that this week, I pass it on to our comms by Thursday, and then, you know, they take their time to review it. And then by last week of June, I'll be able to make the announcement that the regional plan is ready and the action plan is ready. So this is, you know, what I have in mind in terms of next steps.
Okay, thanks, Beher. Okay, so I guess it's Thursday then. There's a deadline to get any comment or input. And when we send a reminder to the mail, we can ask people to listen to the recording. So I think that will help everyone to the quick review of the document and more clarification. So I think that will be helpful and probably effective for someone to submit any feedback. So okay, so let's target for Thursday then, and hopefully that will we will get everything within the line. Okay, is there any further comment, question? Okay, seeing none, just maybe before we close the call, checking, Behar or Fed, do you need any other input or anything you want to clarify with us?
No, I mean, the 2 points, I mean, there is 1 point we're going to clarify from we're going to seek further information about and see if there is something to be added, is regarding ICANN Learn and languages. We'll see if there is something that we could add with that regard based on feedback we'll get from our PRS team. From you, Rafi, I'm gonna you know coordinate with you on a couple of points you raised. One is engagement with NCUC, and second one is regarding the sub-pro timeline. From you, Hadia, again, I know you've been in touch with Fahad regarding the two activities pertaining to the center. If there's any final, you know, fine tunes to be done, please connect with Fahad to make sure they're done.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Bear, for summarizing those action items. Okay, I guess that, and seeing no further comment, we are all hopefully on the same page. So I want to thank everyone for attending today's call, and we are still expecting more feedback and comments. I think that will help for finalizing the action plan, and we should follow up in the list. With that, thanks again, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.